For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Look who's back, everybody. Look, he's all happy, too.
Yeah, from the crowd, more. More. I knew. Dolly know what it takes, man. It's just a small, simple things. That's what it is.
He went to a special place here with a special person and really had got himself quite the memories here. And we're going to talk about that right after a certain bell goes ding, ding.
Yes, man. Let's do it.
Good. 55 degrees here in downtown Pittsburgh. I'm walking around outside in a short sleeve t-shirt. How is it where you are, Moan?
Man, it is currently DK 60 down here.
It's something, huh? It's February.
It is. The wife and I went for like a 3-mile walk today outside. Imagine that in February outside, man.
Yeah, it's very, very nice. It's almost like we don't have winters here anymore, you know?
They come and they go. I think they go quicker now. The groundhog
was totally on this, by the way. Punxsutawney Phil just nailed this one, you know?
Can't even mad at it.
Daddy, your trip here, what happened? Where all did you go? What did you see?
Man, so we went to Arizona, stayed in the Scottsdale area. There's a place out there called Paradise Valley. You heard of Paradise Valley?
I have not. I've heard of Scottsdale.
So it was like Scottsdale, Paradise Valley. The resort that we was at was like in Paradise Valley. I'm almost ashamed to say that, okay, because it was so swanky and nice out there. But I will say, DK, for it to be a desert in Arizona, Phoenix, Scottsdale area, mm-hmm. It is beautiful. And maybe it's because I'm not used to seeing mountains and stuff like that up close. Like the cactus was awesome, man. Like I am a Arizona fan. I will say that. So we get there the first day. The next day we get up early. Who goes on vacation to get up early, DK? Are you and Dolly like that at times?
She is. I'm not.
Really?
I hear vacation and I take it seriously. Like I don't want to do anything.
Vacate the premises, vacate That's everything, right?
Vacate being awake. Yeah.
No, man. So we got up the next day early to go to the Grand Canyon, and I was overly excited for it, DK. I thoroughly enjoyed it. We get our driver. So we ended up doing like one of those shuttle things that took us up there with a guide is what we had. It was like seven of us on this bus. We all paid our fare to go up there and everything. No lunch, no breakfast, but we made multiple stops, so okay, to fuel our own selves. But let me tell you this. I didn't know it snowed in Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
Going towards the Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah. You saw snow.
It wasn't snowing, but it was snow on the ground. Probably more than we had here in Tennessee.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah. So what I also didn't realize is Arizona, Phoenix is about 1,500 feet elevation, 1,200 feet elevation or something
Phoenix
like
is
that.
Up there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's up. How in a desert, DK?
I don't know. It's kind of weird. That whole state's really weird.
It is. So here's the thing. We're leaving, and I'm excited, right? Flagstaff. Mm-hmm. Went through Flagstaff. Yes, Jim, I see you put that up there too. Flagstaff. And yes, Jim, also Paradise Valley is very, very expensive. And I got the Sedona too. I'm going to get to all of that, okay? But we're going up, and I see 2,000 feet up. I'm like, okay, I figure we'll top off at like 3,000. The canyon can't be that high up. The Grand Canyon, for the people who hadn't been there, is about 7,300 feet up. That's a mile.
Elevation-wise.
Elevation.
Yeah.
That's a mile and a half, if I'm not mistaken, mile and a half.
It's ironic.
It's higher than Denver.
Yeah.
Okay? So if y'all know me, okay, or have heard stuff about me, I can do heights. I don't love heights. Okay, DK. I don't do like mountain drives where, oh, look at the scenery. And that's not my game. Okay, DK. Not even a little bit. I will listen to Dolly laughing. What I will say is this. The way the canyon road is set up to get up that 7,300 feet, uh-huh. It is off a little bit. It wasn't like I was driving next to the canyon and looking in it. I was able to drive off the road, or they were able to drive us off the road, and just simply we could see the Grand Canyon. You could
see it, yeah.
And I felt it though, DK.
Ooh.
For a person that I can do heights, but I don't love heights, it was
yeah. There was a little bit of a living in your fears moment up there, to quote the head coach.
Oh my God. So man, we get up there and I'm glad I went. Brian Junk, I see it. The Grand Canyon is phenomenal. It's beautiful. I know I put it on my Twitter and DK. I know it's a big giant hole. I know that. And because I've heard people joke, once you've seen it. Heck, you look in the ground there. No, this hole in the ground is not like any other hole in the ground. It's not. Okay.
That's something.
It's now, massive.
We got a couple people here asking if you've made it out to Sedona.
I'm going to get to Sedona. Okay. I'm getting to Sedona.
It's your turn. Damn it.
Yeah. Charles, you wait your turn. I'm going to get to Sedona. Okay.
All right.
Getting to Sedona was the thing. So I loved our driver. The driver was very knowledgeable. You ever had one of those types? Very knowledgeable, can drive and look at you in the background and stuff like that, in the rearview mirror and stuff. He was one of those types. I think he was probably the senior guy. So we're driving and we get to the Grand Canyon. We make numerous stops around to see the different angles, see the river. The river was green, by the way, which means they basically have the dams closed off. So what you're seeing now is like
a collection of, yeah.
Yeah, the minerals and everything.
Yeah, but when they the way they up, interact. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had all that coming in. So we leave and he's telling, all right, we're about to head back. Going to Sedona. It's two lane road. Okay. Get there. We went the back way. Mind you, snow that was in the trees, in the terrain, and everywhere. And in my mind, it was around like 30-some degrees, which is on the fringe of freezing. You know how it is with road stuff and ice.
Yeah.
I'm terrified of that, okay? But we're driving down this
road. We have a theme here.
Yes, okay? Beautiful. I'm talking about beautiful, DK. Our driver's overly confident. You ever ridden with somebody that drives super fast and then brakes at the last minute?
Oh, that was my guy, Mark.
That was my guy, Mark, man. Ooh. And not just that. So get to Sedona and the back way, you have to basically, you're in the mountains. You're in the valley. Like it is. He's like, look over there. And he's looking too. And I'm like, there's a curve. There's a curve, Mark. Pay attention to the curve. I can't look if you're looking.
I'm not enjoying this, Mark. This is not good.
The most beautiful trek to get to Sedona, I didn't see. I'm not afraid to say I was a wussy, okay? It was icicles hanging down off the trees. It was beautiful. No. It was green. There was a cliff right there. He's like, look. I'm like, Mark, I'd rather look at the road. I will change seats with you and drive.
See something.
Please, Mark. Like, please pay attention. So a curve is here. He drive and then just stop and turn into. I'm like, you can't drive like this, Mark.
No,
the rail. The rail is 4 feet high. I can't function with you driving like this. But we went into Sedona. We spent about 1:15 in Sedona. It was beautiful. We walked up and down the streets some, man. It is a nice little quaint city right outside. But to me, it was the conversation of getting to Sedona.
Did you see that really
bothered me.
Did you see the Red Rocks of Sedona?
I did see the Red Rocks of Sedona.
What did you think of the Red Rocks of Sedona?
I thought they were beautiful. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I'm asking for a reason. A few years ago, USA Today did a listing of the 10.
Oh, my God. You're never going to.
Yeah, I'm not letting this go, okay? USA Today did a listing of the top 10 most beautiful sites in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Number one was the Red Rocks of Sedona. Number two was the view from Mount Washington overlooking Pittsburgh.
Really?
How the hell do
that we finished second to a bunch of rocks, Bone. How did that happen?
I will say, maybe they won at nighttime. Here's the cheat code for that, though, DK. You want to know what? They're cheating because their sunset seemed like it was very long. At least that's what our driver told us. They have like the longest sunset ever. Rise in the east, sets in the west. Well, it was amazing to see the desert like that. I will say they have a night rule or something like that. Like they don't have any tall advertising in like right. Sedona and Phoenix and Scottsdale and stuff. Everything is like eye level advertising. Street signs, they don't have like McDonald's arches up and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so they want you to see the stars.
Yeah.
They manage it, man. But boy, the rocks of Sedona's were pretty legit. There was one up there called the courthouse. And then there was another one called the castle or something like that. They were beautiful, man. They were.
Yeah. Anybody who's saying that some bunch of rocks is prettier than downtown Pittsburgh is out of their mind. That also tells me that you haven't been here.
I just come up. Go up the, I'll drive you. Just come here to the shop. I'll drive you up Grandview Avenue. I'll show you three different spots that'll just floor you, and none of them are glowing rocks. When we come back, we're going to get to the only segment that matters, and we will actually do some football. That is a promise.
We will. But they are enjoying hearing about my driving, Mark. But that's Hey Moan, not Hey Mark. We'll be back.
Yeah, it's not Hey Mark. You did enough Hey Marking on this trip, it sounds like.
He was. Let's go. Yeah.
At DK Pittsburgh Sports, we take pride in coverage that connects our city's fans to their favorite teams. Now, that connection's stronger than ever. Introducing our all-new state-of-the-art app. Find expert inside reporting and original podcasts. Check live box scores. Track the latest stats. Chat it up with our community of thousands of fans, all in one place. The new app from DK Pittsburgh Sports. Coverage that connects.
Oh, man, we've got all kinds of...
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Football questions lined up here. You know, it's very interesting. It's seeing the world is just something that expands your brain. It makes you, I don't know. I've always felt like there's a sense of ownership too. Like I go to a place, I never think it's going to be the last time I'm going to be there. Does that make sense?
DK, it was phenomenal. I'm with you. Like, I said this to my wife, man, and we're going to do some football, I promise. But the recap of the week, I said this, though. I was like, man, people go out of the country, out of America to go see these, you know, seven wonders of the world.
There's so much here.
You don't even realize inside of the United States that there is like a terrain in Arizona that is I'm talking about amazing to me. And I don't think I'm overplaying it because I see a lot of people in the comments saying the exact same thing, too. But it was beautiful. We left Arizona in the mornings. It might have been around 40-some degrees. When we got up to the Grand Canyon, it was like in the 30s. I didn't imagine that. Like, I honestly thought it was going to get warmer throughout the day and stuff like that. But it was beautiful. I will say that. Something about that desert threw me off. Oh, Calvin Beachum came by the way.
Calvin Beach was there, too.
It was funny. I was telling my wife, I was like, man, I got to hit up Beachum while I'm here. We're coming through the airport. He's coming up the escalator. DK, blue.
You jumped from one to the other?
Yes. He's coming. We're walking through with our bags. I'm like, Beach, we were just talking about you.
We were, actually.
The world, like, whirling together, right? The universe, and together.
I love it.
He's coming up, and I'm walking. I'm like, Beach. He's like, Beach. What are you doing? Yeah. It was. That's my guy. He came by, brought his family, man.
He needs to be on this program, by the way. Steelers Martini says, I've been all over the world, including my hometown of Pittsburgh, PA. It's beautiful, but something about nature is more magnificent. Why do they challenge me like this, Moan?
You got
when they know that I can come back at them with,
that Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania has the densest forestry of any city in America. We're nothing but nature here. Pennsylvania as a state is the densest forestry, meaning the most number of trees. Pittsburgh has more trees than any city in the United States. Why? Why do they try this moan repeatedly when they know it won't work?
I don't know.
No, nah, this is structures. You're comparing rocks to trees? Is that what we're doing now? Let's do some hey moan here, all right?
By the way, my guy Mark was a huge Arizona fan. I'm talking about the city, Phoenix and stuff. He also crapped on Niagara Falls. He's like, I'll just give it time. That thing won't be there much longer.
It erodes by like an inch or so a year or whatever. It's not going anywhere.
Still, he crapped on it though, DK. I was like, come on, Mark. You're a homer. But yeah,
we don't need that. Novas gets us started today. Says, hey, Moan, can the Steelers talk with Mason Rudolph right now about a contract because he's still technically on the team? Or do they have to wait until free agency starts? How does that work?
Nova, you know what's going to happen right now? We are 1 week away. 1 week away, DK. What's next week? Combine. A lot of chatter and conversation with agents, GMs, coaches, and all that stuff happens next week. The initiation of what's going to happen in free agency starts next week at the Combine. So, Nova, if they are going to extend something out to him, if I'm Mason's lawyer, if I'm his agent, I'm moseying my way to Indianapolis, Indiana, okay? And I'm trying to find Omar Khan and a bunch of other teams to say, hey, how do you feel about my guy? And from those conversations, whether he has just Pittsburgh or whether Mason has three teams, he's going to report back to Mason and say, hey, Mace, we got three suitors. Now we start a bidding war.
The technical answer to the question is yes, they can approach you. Of course they can approach you. They can approach you at any time and vice versa. The more insider-ish answer is that, yes, they're going to make an approach to Mason, and it's going to be a significant one, and I believe it's going to be before free agency. They're going to try that. They're going to try it. They're going to do something. I believe it's going to be aggressive and just might work.
And you know why you keep the price lower that way too? That way, you if you come aggressive and you go early with the negotiating, you cut out a lot of other teams too. That's what good teams try to do. So yeah, I can see that being the case. But Mason got to also want whatever they're pushing out to him also.
Well, that's the main thing to remember with all of this. This isn't about the Steelers snapping their fingers and saying, you stay. Mason has choices here. He has, theoretically, he has 32 choices. We'll see what, you know, how this ends up happening. But I can also tell you that there hasn't been an offer yet.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened yet. Doesn't mean that it won't. Let's see here what we have from Toddy, who says, I was wondering what the Arizona equivalent of Florida man would be like. A Gila monster through a drive-through window. You see any unusual behavior there, Moan?
I did not see a Gila monster. I heard about those. I learned about those in school too, by the way. A little pro tip. I saw some elk, I think, some deer. Nothing overly crazy. The wild animals were somewhat hidden. I did see, it was pointed out by our guide, there was a few trees that were struck by lightning that were still standing. That's by far one of the coolest things I've seen. Like the lightning marks down the tree. With some cool stuff.
That's different. Francesco says, hey, Moan, why has Chukwuma Okorafor not been released yet? Trubisky and Presley Harvin both hit the transaction wire more than a week ago. Chukwuma did not and is still on a team. Really?
The only thing I would say is Chukwuma's contract may be a little bit different than theirs also.
Yeah.
He's
gone.
He's gone. You don't make that announcement.
Yeah. The Steelers would never do that.
And here's the other thing. Maybe you hadn't seen it or something like that. I'll check and see. But I've talked to him, and he's excited for what's to come next, of course. But the other side of that is, too, he has to hit the wire because everybody named Mama know that Pittsburgh doesn't want him. So it can't be like Omar put that out there and the team said, hey, I'll trade you for him. No. You just told me you were going to release him. That's what that is.
Part of the reason that they do these things, just to make it clear here to you, Francesco, and this already happened with Trubisky, is they want to give these players as much opportunity as possible out of respect to them. You're not trying to bury them. You're not punishing them or anything like that. You're saying, hey, listen, we hope you catch on with somebody. We hope you get a chance. We understand that if you go out earlier, you're going to have that. So maybe that's what you're seeing with Chukes or however else this ends up working out here. Eraser says they have to give him an offer. At least that's what they gave Mitch. Meaning Mason Rudolph. Imagine more. What price range do you think Mason should be asking for, Mo? And you're the money guy.
Anything over 12. If I'm Mason, I'm trying to get 3 for 36, 3 for 40, something like that. If I can pull that rabbit out of a hat.
For four games? I mean, don't get me wrong. Nobody was more impressed with his four games than me, but
if you're signing him back, that's still a deal. In the world of quarterbacks, you still can build around Mason if you gave that. You can't expect me to be a full-time starter and not DK pay me for it also. I've seen guys turn down contracts for like $2 million or something like that, but another team pays them $5 million and those dudes end up playing. Like, the other side of that to me is saying that's on the player side of it, DK, for me, is, well, I'm coming in for a reason. You want me to start because you wouldn't be offering me a deal if you believed in him, number one. There is a bunch of give and take when it comes down to that stuff. Again, I like using Jordan Love. Jordan Love got a deal. He got a bump in pay this year. I think it was like $21 million. Well, basically first-time starter.
Yeah, but he was a first-time and he was a full-season starter. So I think it's a little bit different. What I'm looking at here from Mason's standpoint, and look, I hope for his sake you're right.
Okay? I do too, yeah.
Yeah, but I think that what you're more likely looking at is a scenario where the Steelers can protect themselves at the position for a lot of years. For example, let's say that Mason is your starting quarterback in 2024, okay? Right. And let's say that they keep looking, because why would you not? Why would you not have your eyes open and you have the opportunity to either draft or acquire somebody who's some sort of solar super megastar, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so you bring him in. If you still have Mason under contract, he can be what Mitch was supposed to be. Do you follow me?
You
do is you give him more years, more security, and more guaranteed money, which is all NFL players and agents are ultimately looking for. How much was it in guaranteed money? How much can I say for sure at the end of this contract that I'll have sitting in my bank when I'm done?
So if you're Mason, I have to ask you, what's the number that settles you?
I mean,
because what's the difference between 2 for 24 and 3 for 36 or 3 for 40?
I think it's time? I don't think the salary figure, I don't think the annual figure is going to be that high. I don't think you go from 1 to 12.
So Ryan Tannehill, I just looked up his on SpotTrack. Mm-hmm. I like using that website. They had him 4.9 a year for his role. 4.9.
Yeah, he's older, but yeah, that's Mason's 28 years old. So I think he's going to be in a lot higher bracket than that. But my thought has been, and again, I mean this with all due respect to Mason and everything else here. Okay, you know how I feel about him and how I feel about his performance.
Absolutely.
I've been saying 7 a year, but okay. I've been saying it in terms of it's stretched out. Now, does that work against him too, possibly? Because, yeah, if he performs the way he did in those last four games and he's your starter, he's grossly, hideously underpaid, and then he has to do a holdout to get it to get what he deserves. So, I don't know. You might be way more onto it than I am.
And then that's where I want to go. I love the back. I'm glad you're on that side, okay, because I can go to this side. So, again, I'm using –
want him to get paid. We're picking this up.
We both want the same thing, but we're at odds over the numbers. That's where we're at right now, okay? So here's the thing. So I got my guy loving the depth, Josh Dobbs. I look at his market value for what SpotTrack said he's supposed to get for Joshua Dobbs, who's in a backup role, $6.7 million is what they project him to make. And here's the thing. Mr. Bisky somewhat got that. They're projecting Josh Dobbs to get that. Okay. Chase Daniels got that as backups. Now, a guy in a similar situation as Mason, but has a longer track record, a higher draft pick than him, is Baker Mayfield. Baker could potentially be the franchise quarterback for Tampa. Fair, right? With that being said, Baker's projected salary is about 27.1, a four-year, $108 million deal for a starter, a sure starter. Now, so we're talking about 20. Again, I told you a while back, we have to stop judging numbers off of what the old NFL was. There's a lot of gambling money coming in. There's a lot of TV money coming in. There's a lot of everything coming in now.
And the cap's going up.
And it's going up. you got to remember the league minimum is about to be $1 million within like the next, I think after 2025. So the floor is higher. So a transitional starting quarterback to me is probably about 12 a year.
Okay. I hope you're right. I really do. But you know what? If you're doing that, guess what else you're not having this summer?
What's that?
A quarterback competition.
Now, again, the proof will be in the pudding. And that pudding is not the kind that Bill Cosby serving up. It come in green, okay? It's money. And on the other side, DK, just one more dude in this quarterback world. Gardner Minshew, serviceable guy.
Very.
They have him at a 2 for 10.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's unthinkable what you're saying. And, okay. And it's entirely possible that I'm way low on this. Jedi says it's good because we already saw the competition. Well,
yeah,
that's it. Chris says we're a quarterback away from making a run. What problem did you have, Chris, with having the number one ranked quarterback in the NFL over those final four games, over the final four 3 weeks of the regular season? Mason Rudolph was number one.
Yeah.
I mean, did you want him to be one plus? I mean, what did you want from him?
Yeah.
It's not his fault he didn't play before that.
Exactly, DK. And again, he had to get in and prove it. And he did go prove it, man. Yes, he did.
In all kinds of settings, too. You know, isn't it amazing? This show, by the way, no matter what we do.
We trying to go other directions.
We try. We even went to like Red Rocks versus downtown Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh versus Scottsdale.
It's like a boomerang effect. Everything comes back to the quarterbacks.
Man, have you not seen all the rumors though on Pittsburgh? I've seen Ryan Tannehill. I've seen Jimmy Garoppolo. I've seen Justin Fields. I've seen Mac Jones. DK, who am I forgetting off this quarterback list so far, man?
I'll tell you who everybody's forgetting in this scenario.
Who?
Art Rooney II, who said that they're not going to be making any kind of significant move from the outside. That's because he expects to be able to bring Mason back.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin, when he was asked, is the Steelers quarterback for 2024 already in this building? That moan is a question that he wouldn't answer 999 times out of 1,000, he would tell you, I'm not getting into that. I'm not peeling back that curtain. You could hear all those sayings from him, right? You know what he said? Yes.
Point blank period, DK.
How much more do you want them to tell you?
Point blank period, man. Yep, 100%. You know, I forgot a quarterback.
Fun, the Russell Wilson and Kirk That's Cousins. This stuff one. Is fun. But when the owner of the franchise says, not doing that, they're not doing that.
Not going to do that. Absolutely, man. Let's segue real quick off of a quarterback. And I got one, man, that's from my guy, Joseph, that's so good.
Uh-huh.
Joseph goes, hey, Moan, do you think there's any...
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Any way to still assign Devin White in free agency? We definitely need more inside linebacker help. Also, what other position should Omar solve through free agency? Joseph.
Just that one.
I wanted Devin White then.
Just that one.
I think, can I be a conspiracy theorist for a second? Mm-hmm. Heck yeah, it's our podcast. My name's on it. You see my face right there, DK.
He's up there.
I like when Dolly laughs in the background. I think, personally, when they moved up in 19, I think that's the Devin that they were wanting or hoping they could get. That's just me. There was a need for a inside linebacker. I think Devin Bush was able at the time, and they thought he was capable of growing to being that side-to-side thumper that they thought.
Growing vertically?
I ain't into that just one, saying, okay?
Just saying.
But either one, right? But I think the Devin that they wanted was the white one that went to Tampa. Not the white one, but physically his skin. But Devin White was the guy. You saw Dolly's chuckling so bad. you saw the two, and it was between the two Devins. And at that point, it was like, screw it, we'll take him. I ain't saying it was screw it, we can take him, but I think the one that they wanted was Devin White. I love his play. He's intense. He's very smart. I've seen him be injured in a game this year and come back in the game and finish it out. I am a Devin White fan. I don't know what his cost is going to be, why they didn't extend him. I don't know if he's got some kind of crazy injury or whatever the case may be, but he's not a linebacker that I would let hit free agency. Now, again, we've seen the inside off ball, inside linebacker position do this somewhat, take a dive.
Yes.
We have, haven't we, DK? Mm-hmm. But I've seen him cover tight ends. I've seen him be well. I like Devin White. I think he's a Pittsburgh-style starter. I'd correlate him, honestly, to what I would hope would be the effects of Potsy, James Ferrier. Like, I could see him leaving the destination and flipping the switch and
fitting better here.
Yeah. I would hope that would be the case. And he's also coming from a guy that Coach Tomlin respects the heck out of, and Todd Bowles. Coach T's going to know everything about him. He's going to know everything about him.
I think that's going to be the thing that stands out even more so than whatever he might have put on film in Tampa. And he didn't have his best season. I saw somebody mention that earlier, and that's accurate. But he's Devin White, and you never know what somebody might have been dealing with either, you know?
He also tried to hold out for that contract, too, so maybe he was just making it through this season. He did.
That's also possible. I'm not sure how great a mark that would be on the character column, but just saying. I don't want to hear about people keeping themselves healthy to get paid. Oh, yeah. You act like you played in the NFL for 11 years or something.
All
big
I'm
time to be here.
When Big Bag Joe is at the door waiting on you, DK, all you're praying for is just make it through the season healthy. When Big Bag Joe is back there knocking.
Now you're making her come up with a Big Bag Joe emoji here. Big Bag Joe.
Hey, my eyes are here, but I hear Big Bag Joe back here like, hey, if you make it through healthy, I got you, big fella. That's what Devin Bush might have been. I mean, Devin White might have been doing. We know that's true, DK. We can't act like it's
not true. Pittsburgh Hornets wants to know, hey, Moan, what would you draw up to stop the tush push?
Big bodies. That's it. That's all you can really do, man. It's been stopped. It's not like it can't be stopped. It can be. What's the difference between the tush push and the quarterback sneak? Only difference is you put more bodies in there and you had a pusher to it. I think you still are putting the quarterback in harm's way if you don't have that type of guy.
There is still no way to make that play illegal, by the way. It's not possible. I don't know that you can.
Yeah.
Because the only way you could do that is if you'd say, all right, well, listen, the quarterback keeps the ball. The moment he comes to a stop, the play is over. But you're taking away a massive part of the game of football.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to push the pile. You can't, on one hand, celebrate angry runs by Najee Harris and Jalen Warren and then say, well, we can't have anybody pushing anybody once the play looks like it's stopped.
Right. And so here's the other thing. And this is where it affects me, or did affect me as a player. If we're going to take away the tush push, why are we not taking away extra point and field goal then? It's essentially the same thing. I know they outlawed the pushing behind them, but the way those D linemen, two in the gap, nobody touches the snapper until you hit them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the exact same thing on extra point really and field
is.
Goal.
It really is, actually.
Why? Because the quarterback is there.
Yeah, protecting the long snapper. Hanover Fist says, I love the brotherly shove. Just because the Eagles invented it doesn't mean they get to use a Philadelphia name. Tush push it is. Brotherly shove.
Yeah.
Lori Coleman says she's surprised the sneak hasn't been outlawed. But again, look at the sneak. And think about, for example, it's one of the very few things that the Steelers under Matt Canada have been pretty good at, regardless of quarterback. Kenny was really good at it. Mason was able to get some fourth down conversions. Mitch Trubisky was able to get some fourth down conversions. Didn't matter how bad the line was or whatever, they were able to get sneaks successfully.
Yeah.
I wonder, though, Lori, what percentage of quarterback injuries occur on a sneak? Moan, do they really risk themselves in that situation?
I ain't ever seen nobody get hurt.
I don't recall it either.
the quarterbacks will pick and choose what side they're going to go on. If there's a gap right here, I'm going that way, Pounce. If, hey, if you go left, I'm going to go with you. Like, that, none of that really happens. You know where your advantages are on those plays, too, on those sneaks. And the quarterback honestly gets enough and then just lay down. You know? That's where I'm at.
Yeah, it's, I mean, Joe says it's a dangerous play, but I don't know that Joe's going to come at us with data. I don't see it.
So, Joseph, and I'm not picking on you. I love to engage conversation. Where's the danger? Isn't it dangerous on extra point and field goals, too?
I mean, you would think so.
It's a dangerous game. Dangerous game, period. There's no other words behind it. We've cleaned it up some and changed the technology and rules and stuff like that. But if we can't stop somebody from going to clean somebody up on punt?
Yeah.
On punt, DK? What are we talking about, man?
Yeah. Cody points out that, you know, Tom Brady was the king of sneaks, and you're not talking about somebody that Bill Belichick or that staff would have been putting into harm's way.
Yeah.
You know, Ash says that Patrick Mahomes won't do it anymore. I don't know. I saw him do it.
Yeah, he did.
He did it in the Super Bowl. Ben didn't do it.
Okay, let me do this. Not a whole lot. He did it some. Not a whole lot, to your point.
He did it in his final season, also as kind of like a farewell. Look, I'm going to do a few sneaks here just to get this.
Can I pick on him real quick, DK? I want to pick on him. Y'all soft, okay? Y'all soft is what I'm going to call y'all today, okay? Because y'all are here talking about getting rid of a play in which it only really affects one player. What about the big boys up front? Get rid of the tush push, the brotherly shove. Y'all acting real soft today, DK. We cannot take days off like this again.
This is terrible.
Conditioning ourselves away from football. They're worried about the new shiny pieces in free agency. Oh, Mom, how's this rookie going to look coming into the league? I don't know. He's probably going to be soft because y'all want to take – they were soft.
They were smitten by some glowing rocks.
Oh, my gosh.
Soft.
Oh, my gosh, DK. Next thing you know, we're going to be having flags out here, DK. That's all I'm telling you. And it's not because of us.
Get rid of the cut block because you offensive linemen are the real problem. You're the real scoundrels of this game.
Soft, DK. Next thing you know, we're going to have pillows inside of defensive line pants. Anytime they sack the quarterback, they're going to drop a pillow down and lay him on the ground, DK. I can't believe y'all out here asking this.
J.J. Watt spoke in the past week about all of the lack of holding.
I heard him.
And how that's really hurt the edge rushers. Did you hear his suggestion for how to fix it?
5 yards. 5 yards.
Make holding penalties 10 yards or 5 yards instead of 10 yards. Who could conceivably be opposed to that?
Yeah. I'm with you. I think it engages the game. I think teams get bailed. Offenses get bailed out a little bit too much with that type of stuff. I will agree with that. 5 yards first down, maybe. But, yeah, I'll take it.
That makes so much sense that I don't even know. Like, I mean, so you have to get the officials to stop being afraid to call it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't take that part of the game out of football. You just can't.
I'm sorry.
Think about some of the giants of this sport, the legends, you know, for me and Joe Green, Reggie White. Oh, you can't stop players from pursuing the quarterback.
Besides the quarterback, this game is built on bigs. I hate to tell y'all that. It just is. And it's not because I am one. It's because when you know you see a big boom, you know it's coming from a big player. And that might be a 6'2", 245-pound linebacker, okay? Y'all acting real. So we ain't had no Super Bowl run, DK. That's what it is. That's all it is. We ain't had a real Super Bowl run. That's why they acting this way. Rochelle, what up? I see you in here. That's the reason they acting this way, DK. S-A-W-F-T.
Marcellus is parroting one of the more common lines being spread on social media right now that we're content with having the fourth best quarterback in the division. Okay.
I like this.
Let's say that Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback in the division, okay? Because, you know, being MVP and everything. Mm-hmm. What's Lamar won?
What's he won?
Yeah.
MVP? I saw like a name.
No. For the Ravens.
Oh, what has he won?
Yeah.
The AFC North?
Right. Okay.
First round bye.
What's he won when he's faced the Steelers?
Nothing.
Almost nothing.
One. I can look up his record,
he's got one or two wins, right?
Yeah.
In all those meetings. Okay. So Lamar is kind of negated in my view. Okay. Who are your other two quarterbacks that are better? Because I assume you're talking about
Mason. So hold up. So Marcellus come back with this. And I like this conversation, right? Two-time MVP. I'm going to put the original back. Aaron Rodgers is four-time. Okay? He's four-time MVP. Still only one Super Bowl.
What's so the objective of the game? The objective of the game.
Win the game.
Win the Super Bowl. So let's go Lamar. Okay, I don't think he's the best quarterback in the division. When everybody's healthy, Joe Burrow
MVP,
is the best.
You got to give it to him because
MVP. If you're picking between the two right now, you're GM doing the draft. Are you taking him or Burrow?
I might take Lamar. I'm gonna take Burrow. Okay, perfect. All right,
you know who I'm not taking? Anybody from Cleveland?
Thank you.
So what's this fourth nonsense? Where does this come from? You can make an argument for Lamar. You can make an argument for Burrow. You can't do that with anybody in Cleveland.
No, you cannot. I'm sorry to say. And that's why I wanted to put it up. So a lot of this is we're going by names, and I'm with that. I love that.
That's all this is about.
Joe's number one. Lamar was number 31 or 32, whatever he was that year, and he's made two MVPs. I give him that. If it wasn't for Joe Burrow making that daggone Super Bowl run, DK, what would his conversation honestly be? It probably wouldn't be this high if it wasn't for that second year.
No, but he did. Super Bowl run. Did make it. In fairness,
that's fair. Okay? But how close have they come since then?
No, they have.
They hadn't come. They have not sniffed it. Who finished fourth? If we're speaking about AFC North, who finished fourth in the AFC North this year?
I believe that was the Cincinnati Bengals.
So, what does your quarterback do for you?
Well, he doesn't play full seasons.
It matters. What my point is: the quarterback does matter. But ask Buffalo how they're starting to feel about Josh Allen. What has Justin Herbert done? Okay, I feel more optimistic about what we saw C.J. Stroud do this year than almost what Josh Allen's going to be. He did more this year, I feel like, as a rookie than Josh Allen did this year with a super veteran team with a lot of veteran players and star power. And Marcellus, you're right. Burrow didn't play this year. That's another thing. He got to stay on the field. How valuable is he if you can't put him on the field? And the same thing goes for Deshaun Watson, too.
The same thing goes for Kenny Pickett while we're at it.
And Kenny, stay on the field. See, don't do that, DK.
No, all right, but I am. It's fair.
Yes, you're 100% right, though.
The first one to tell you that he has to stay on.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The field.
You know why Brady was that good? It's because he stayed out there for the most part, too.
Yeah.
You have to be able to do it. So you're talking about being fourth in it. Okay, I'll be number four if I also make the playoffs and get a shot to go into the show. Like, that's what we're talking about here when we're talking about being fourth in the AFC North. Like, that to me, I think fourth in the AFC North is still top tier in the NFL in general. Because look at your division. We're speaking about these quarterbacks because you know their names. But neither one of them have actually taken their team to the show. And I'm talking about mano-a-mano. Like, they're getting beat by guys that they should not get beat by. That's the other side of that, too. As a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, you yourself should look at those quarterbacks and say, we got a chance as long as y'all got them. Think about all that Baltimore has done this year to compete with Pittsburgh and other teams in the AFC North. And they have to draft wide receivers to get guys who come there. And Odell had a good year. But yet and still, what did it garner, DK?
More disappointment.
Nobody from the North won it. Like, come on, man.
No, the whole fourth best quarterback in the AFC North, though, is such a ridiculous thing. And what ends up happening is people just repeat it, and they don't even necessarily think about it. Who was the best quarterback in the AFC North over the final month of the season?
Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, why? Because he was the best quarterback in the NFL over the final month of the season.
And let's make another argument.
I'm sorry, dude. That doesn't count.
We're talking about best quarterbacks in a division. Russell Wilson wasn't the best quarterback in the AFC West.
Nope.
He might have been two or three, maybe even four sometimes.
You know who's the best example of this, by the way?
the whole concept of names, and what's a reputation and what's a guy that gets talked about on ESPN or whatever is Brock Purdy.
Oh,
it really is, because your eyes tell you one thing, but your ears tell you something else. So if your eyes were watching him and saying, oh, look at this, this is a very good NFL quarterback, but your ears tells you that this is a name that I'm not used to hearing as mentioned among the elite, or he's not a name anybody was discussing at the combine or the draft or anything else. He comes in as Mr. Irrelevant, quite literally, last pick in the draft, and you say, well, he doesn't really matter. He doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Did you know, one of the things about the Super Bowl broadcast, I don't know, who was doing play-by-play?
Play-by-play, was it Romo? Nance?
Color commentary, Nance.
Nance
said right as the game ended, as they showed Purdy walking off the field, and you guys are going to remember this, he said, Purdy's never going to be referred to again as a system quarterback or as a game manager. Yeah. And he's totally right. He shouldn't be.
He changed the narrative.
But you can't. Yeah, but people just can't. Oh, no, that's not a name that I associated with anything. All Brock Purdy is exactly what your eyes tell you that he is.
Yeah, a ball player.
It's so why do you watch Mason Rudolph play the way that he did and go, but my brain doesn't have his name in that certain space.
But see, it's the same way that Jimmy Garoppolo continually get passes also. He's gone to two or three different organizations and has failed. But because of what he did in New England, now he's supposed to be the guy, and he got broke off because of it. Right. So one more thing before we start talking about where we are. We're comfortable with being the fourth best quarterback in the AFC North, or the fourth quarterback in the North, is this. Look at your selection that you have as far as free agency. Kirk, Ryan Tannehill, Jacoby Brissett, Mitch, Tyrod, Marcus Mariota, Sam Darnold, Drew Locke, Baker, Gardner Minshew, Teddy Bridgewater, who retired, Joe Flacco, Josh Dobbs. I'm just naming these names. And DK, what pick do the Steelers have this year also?
20.
You're not going to get a premier quarterback through the draft. So no matter how you look at it, if we're going off of names and not play, you're going to have the fourth best quarterback in the AFC North anyway if we're basing it off of names. And Deshaun has yet to do anything for Cleveland. Lamar's got two MVPs, and I love Lamar Jackson. I somewhat root for Lamar Jackson, okay? And
he's hard not to root for.
I can say
what
that.
What a character, what drive, what personality, what talent.
Yeah, and I like what Joe Burrow can be, but you've beat these teams at their best. All of them, you've beat them at their best. So if football isn't the biggest
head to head, you're talking
sport?
About head to head.
Yes. Yeah.
So if the concept behind the whole mythical fourth best quarterback in the AFC North is supposed to be that the Steelers can't get past any of these teams, and all the Steelers do is beat the Ravens and beat Lamar, then it doesn't bleeping matter in that specific context.
And let's round it off by saying, I do hope that if it is Mason or whoever the quarterback's going to be, that X factor, I do hope we see that. I think we saw it from Brock Purdy in the NFC Championship. Without him making them runs and those dynamic plays, I don't think they win. I think
across
we saw
his body back to the other side of the field the way Ben used to. There was some good stuff.
Yes, it was. Seeing what Patrick done, that's self-explanatory. I like some of the stuff that Josh Allen does. Don't love it all the time, and I think it hurts them a little bit more. And we're talking about young quarterbacks in the league. Trevor Lawrence has deficiencies. So does Will Levis down here in Nashville. Heck, we're looking at Jared Goff has deficiencies. You got a young C.J. Stroud. You got a banged-up Anthony Richardson with the Colts. Like, look around the league, and Chicago's dying to get rid of Justin Fields. That's another thing that we got to correct ourselves on, too. If a team is dying to get rid of a guy, why are you on bending knee trying to take that, what they're trying to throw
away?
Isn't
that hilarious, by the way? The Bears are begging somebody to take away the quarterback that they have. Let me rephrase that. No. Just repeat it.
I'm going to close my eyes and listen.
The Bears want you to take their quarterback. This is the beginning and the end of this debate, okay? The Bears have set him out on the front lawn, hoping someone will take him on garbage night.
DK, you want to hear another reality check too? Carolina Panthers had the number one overall pick.
They did.
And a lot of these people who are Carolina fans aren't even sure if he's going to be their quarterback for the future, like long term. I'm speaking of what is his name out of Alabama? Bryce Young.
Yeah.
There's questions.
There's questions.
So when we
start, unfair.
Unfair. After, very yeah, okay. unfair. With a terrible team that
immediately
had management
gets compared
issues.
To CJ Stroud, who got himself a really good coach in Houston. And yeah, unfair.
Very unfair. But look around the league at just the quarterbacks. Like, even I don't think Trevor Lawrence has hit his pinnacle. And no. I don't know if he's going to. I just don't. I
he
just
shows
don't.
It. He shows it. He does. And he looks like he's got it. And then I don't know. When I watch them, I don't know if the Jaguars just lack the supporting cast or if something happens with him or which one it is. But it doesn't click.
And then, again, you live in a world and have a team that competes often. And because you compete often, you will not, unless somebody's fired and you go 1-16, okay, have the ability to pick in the top five for that franchise quarterback that you think you want, unless you just suck. And I know this fan base that tunes in here over 800 now, live, y'all ain't willing to live through purgatory to get a top two quarterback. Y'all, that's my opinion.
There's no stomach for that here. No, there's no stomach for that here. Anybody who says that they would prefer that is lying through their teeth. Anybody who says that, oh yeah, just go do an Indianapolis, go 2-15 or whatever. Yeah, suck for luck, right? They're lying. They would be burning every structure down in the city.
Y'all can't. I ain't gonna say y'all can't stomach that. I don't know. But DK, I don't know about that one. Like, it's just what Mike can tell you. We will burn the city. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be conditioned to be a 1-16 type of team.
You know the part that I don't get? We're going to end of the show here because we're running out of time.
This has been a great show. I appreciate y'all. As you can tell, I'm happy to be back. But go to it.
Mason Rudolph, you could make something of an argument that Mason Rudolph saved some people their jobs. Okay? And yet here we are in mid-February still wondering, do they really like him? Do you think that they'll give him a fair chance to compete in training camp? You think they'll at least give him a shot to beat out the 28th best quarterback in the NFL in Latrobe? Do you think so? Do you think?
Yeah.
Listen to this conversation and how ridiculous this is.
Yeah,
he saved jobs. You know? Can I throw out the unthinkable?
Man, go do it.
Okay, here. You lose three in a row.
Yeah.
Okay, Mitch Trubisky. Those aren't on Kenny. Those are on Mitch. 100% right, on Mitch. Pretty much 100% on Mitch, right?
Hey, right.
The 2-10, you know, Patriots and who was it? Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Then the worst performance.
Carolina.
The one in Indy was the worst game, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's say that there's no answer. Okay. And the Steelers just continue sucking like that for the remainder of the season. Do you really think it would be inconceivable that Art Rooney would just say, hey, we need a new head coach here?
I mean, DK, a lot changes when you lose, man.
A lot changes, and especially if you lose out.
Yeah.
Which is where that – when I left that building in Indianapolis, I thought there was a very good chance that team could lose out. I did not think they would turn to Mason. They turned to Mason, and he saved jobs. And now we're wondering whether or not he's good enough to qualify for a training camp competition with the 28th best quarterback in the NFL.
Let's go through some – I know. I want to hit this tanking thing real quick, okay? Somebody said a second ago we had to go 6-10 to get Ben. That's actually kind of catchy right there. 6-10 to get
six
Ben.
6-10 to get Ben. It's not quite suck for luck, but it's got some rhythm to it.
No, but it's got some rhythm to it, right? And Ben was drafted number 11, right? And DK, getting the quarterback at 11 is still, you're out of the top 10. Some people might judge that, right? And you hit with Ben, though, okay? So the guys that went before Ben, Eli, Phillip Rivers, okay? Solid dudes. And then, of course, you want to pick Ben at 11. You know who else was the number one first-round pick at that point as far as trying to draft in the 20s where we are? J.P. Lossman.
Oh, okay.
He was 22 to Buffalo. J.P. Lossman, Okay. DK, 6-year career, 7-year career. There's no guarantee on these guys. And especially in today's college world, to where these dudes don't get, I don't think, the same training that a lot of coaches will give them or used to give them, because it's so quick and so fast and all those type of things. Like, and then think about the draft classes as of late. I'm not sure if Arizona is overly proud of Kyler Murray. I'm not sure if some of these franchises are super happy with the draft picks that they've gotten. Justin Fields is another one. I hate to keep using him as an example, but Mac Brown is another one. Like, there's a lot of guys that have gotten drafted in these top-tier positions. Trey Lance is another that aren't panning out. So this suck for whoever, or this tank for a top five, and we're trying not to be the last ranked quarterback team in the AFC North. It's like what Omar said in The Wire: you best not miss.
You know where in the NFL they get really excited about stuff like this?
Combine.
No, we're in the NFL they get excited about off-season acquisitions and draft picks and fancy names.
What's that?
Cleveland.
Don't be like Cleveland.
Don't. Just don't. Stop that. Look at what you already have. Look at what you already have before you start getting all smitten by names, you know?
Or hope that the guys that they're vetting, they're doing it intently to where they know what works. Don't be like Cleveland.
No. We'll be right back. We will. I swear. Look at Kia come crashing down on everybody here.
Kia gets it. I'm with this. DK, I love to put one that's very opinionated too. We have nothing at quarterback. You didn't say that when they went on that run, I'm sure.
Nope.
Marvie G, I'd love to see you tell me that you weren't happy doing that run.
Nope. Or that you were unhappy with the quarterback play, which was number one in the National Football League for that span. There are 32 teams. The Steelers' quarterback play was number one in that span. There's literally nowhere else for it to go. Terry says all Mason did was stand in the pocket and find open receivers. He did a little more than that, but he did that better than anything.
That's his job. What? Do you want these guys to be Mike Vick or something? Like, is that what you're asking for? Vick in 03? Like, is that what you want? Oh, my gosh. That's what he's supposed to do at quarterback. Stay in the pocket, take the hit, deliver the pass.
No, that's it. That's what Useless Knowledge said here, word for word. That's what he's supposed to do. Robert says that's the job. What do you know? William says that's all he had to do. It's not that complicated. He read the defense like an all pro. This is accurate. He did all of this.
Yeah, Spice, I'm with you. I feel where you're coming from, but give me an answer. If you think it's Russ, if you think it's Justin, if you think it's Kirk, I mean, Kirk still has been, he made it to an NFC championship out of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. With a really good supporting cast. We will see. All right, guys.
We said we weren't doing this quarterback thing, DK.
It's the big boomerang. Let's do this again tomorrow, everybody. All right?
Peace.
All right, bye-bye. Never.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.